official Hermann Göring, now playing in theaters.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Mostly clear this evening, lows around 40 degrees tonight, highs in the upper 60s tomorrow. It's 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, and we'll talk about this big anti-phishing lawsuit that Google is undertaking. Then the U.S. military buildup in the Caribbean has led Colombia to declare that it will no longer cooperate with the U.S. on drug interdiction. A former U.S. ambassador to Venezuela says that is ultimately going to hurt the U.S.
If we're blind to what's happening on the ground in Colombia, we're not going to be as successful in stopping those drugs from reaching the United States.
Carrie Kahn has an update from the region coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Creepy crawly monsters spawned by atomic radiation are loose. Don't freak out. It's just sort of hypothetically. Friday night is when this is going to happen, and it's all on film. Friday night at Liberty Hall, KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go, straight out of the 1950s. We have It Came From Beneath the Sea, and in keeping with the aquatic theme, The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. Friday night at 7, tickets available at the door at Liberty Hall in Lawrence, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Manhattan. The time is 3:20.
More. We will have that conversation as part of our Cost of Living series and update you on the reopening of the government on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition is what you'll be hearing. The latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 73 degrees in Emporia, 68 in Atchison. It is 3:30.
Scholars question whether the executive branch has the unilateral authority to launch these attacks in international waters without an authorization of force from Congress. But Trump has said he doesn't need a congressional declaration of war. Anusha Mather, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The high school graduation rate in Kansas is now above 90%. It's the first time that's ever happened, according to a report from the State Department of Education. New numbers for the Kansas class of 2025 show that a record 90.5% of students received a high school diploma. The rate has increased by more than 4 percentage points over the past decade. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says Kansas high school students are also taking a record number of advanced placement and college credit classes.
So not only kids graduating high school, but more kids are graduating from 4 years of college, 2 years of college, technical schools.
The graduation rate has also increased among special education students, children in poverty, and English language learners. The state has set a graduation rate goal of 95% by 2030. A new report highlights more than 30 Kansas schools where third grade reading scores are much higher than expected based on the school's poverty rates. Suzanne Perez has that story.
The national nonprofit news outlet, The 74, set out to find school districts that are doing the best job of teaching kids how to read. A new searchable database shows reading scores versus poverty levels for nearly 42,000 U.S. schools. And it highlights exceptional schools in the top 5% of their state in terms of outscoring their expected reading proficiency. Dighton Elementary School in western Kansas is the highest performing school in the state, with 95% of third graders reading proficiently. In Wichita, two schools made the exceptional list, Hyde Elementary and College Hill Elementary. The searchable database is at the74million.org. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Will a roof over Arrowhead Stadium be enough to keep the Chiefs in Missouri? Sam Zeff reports that the possibility is being floated by the state's governor.
Governor Mike Kehoe says he was in Germany 2 years ago to watch the Chiefs play at a 100-year-old soccer stadium. It had been renovated, he says, with a translucent, retractable roof. Kehoe shared that observation this week with a Jefferson City reporter.
Certainly had nothing to do with what the Chiefs have said. That doesn't represent, I was just a casual comment that okay. I've seen a fabric dome before.
One of the options floated to lure the Chiefs to Kansas is a dome stadium in western Wyandotte County. Leases for the Chiefs and Royals expire in 2031, and both are looking at options in Missouri and Kansas. I'm Sam Zeff.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear this evening, partly cloudy overnight with a low around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s, down to the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, highs in the mid-70s are forecast for Friday. It's 70 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 73 in Emporia. It's 3:35.
It's all of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Jay Schaefer will be your local host tomorrow. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. Then the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history appears to be on the verge of ending.
We're very optimistic about the vote tally tonight. We think this is going to happen, and we're sorry that it took this long.
The latest on a deal that came together because several Senate Democrats broke with leadership. We will also tell you more about the cuts to Justice Department grants that had been geared toward public safety. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's fall concert featuring choreography by guest artist Jessica Chen, November 14th through 16th in Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu.
71 degrees in Abilene, 73 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 4.
This is All Things Conform to manage HR, finance, and agents. That aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. This is NPR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly clear skies through the evening hours, partly cloudy after midnight, lows tonight around 40, tomorrow a high in the upper 60s. It's 4 o'clock.
With grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of Wildcat Country near Emporia. Richard Porter encourages all KPR listeners to support Kansas Public Radio.
69 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We are going to talk about digital broadband, specifically the president ending the Digital Equity Act that had funded equipment and services for communities and organizations underserved by high-speed internet. I'm going to tell you exactly who's affected and how. Plus, we will remember the man who led Jimmy Kimmel's house band since the show launched in 2003. Cleto Escobedo III has died. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have classical music with Destiny. Horsing around a bit, we will gallop into the evening with Strauss, then hear from Martineau about the Wild Three Horsemen. Plus, focusing a bit on Destiny's other favorite animal, aside from horses, cats. Music from Aaron Copland tonight. It's 7 to 9 p.m. Evening Classical with Destiny on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2, stay tuned for the Moth Radio Hour.
Support from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. The latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Up next, we have an update of news headlines. It is 69 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. The time is 4:30.
NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The high school graduation rate in Kansas is above 90% for the first time, according to a report from the State Department of Education. New numbers for the Kansas class of 2025 show that a record 90.5% of students received a high school diploma. The rate has increased by more than 4 percentage points over the past decade. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says Kansas high school students are also taking a record number of advanced placement and college credit classes.
So not only kids graduating high school, but more kids are graduating from 4 years of college, 2 years of college, technical schools.
The graduation rate has also increased among special education students, children in poverty, and English language learners. The state has set a graduation rate goal of 95% by 2030. Another small earthquake has rattled northwest Kansas, but hardly anyone noticed. KSNW-TV reports that the quake happened around 6 o'clock last night in Ellsworth County, about halfway between the city of Wilson and Wilson Lake. This was the sixth small earthquake near Wilson in the last 2 weeks. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a magnitude of 2.8 and occurred at a depth of roughly 6 miles. Quakes below 3.0 in magnitude typically go unnoticed by the public. Will a roof over Arrowhead Stadium keep the Chiefs in Missouri? Sam Zeff reports that the possibility is being floated by the state's governor.
Governor Mike Kehoe says he was in Germany 2 years ago to watch the Chiefs play at a 100-year-old soccer stadium. It had been renovated, he says, with a translucent, retractable roof. Kehoe shared that observation this week with a Jefferson City reporter.
Certainly had nothing to do with what the Chiefs have said. That doesn't represent, I was just a casual comment that I've seen a fabric dome before.
One of the options floated to lure the Chiefs to Kansas is a dome stadium in western Wyandotte County. Leases for the Chiefs and Royals expire in 2031, and both are looking at options in Missouri and Kansas. I'm Sam Zeff.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear this evening, partly cloudy overnight, lows around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Down to the upper 40s tomorrow night, highs up in the mid-70s for Friday. It's 4:35.
You might not expect.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Some news which you might expect, some news which you might not. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. Join us. Start off your day in an informed way with Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center, presenting their 20th anniversary open house Thursday, November 13th at the Hall Center for the Humanities. Open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then Democrats on the House Oversight Committee have released emails from the estate of Jeffrey Epstein that refer to President Trump. The White House is calling it a manufactured hoax.
It is not a coincidence that the Democrats leaked these emails to the fake news this morning ahead of Republicans reopening the government.
Okie doke, we will find out more about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, education, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
All things considered, from NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow.
Daily global reporting, podcasts, and videos at economist.com/NPR.
The holidays can throw our usual routines up in the air, but here's one ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 2 more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off with an update of news headlines. We're headed for a low around 40 degrees tonight. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Got an old car taking up space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 63 degrees in Topeka, 62 in Lawrence. It's 5:06.
Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning into KPR today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We'll talk about this big phishing lawsuit, Google going after fishers. We will tell you about California lowering its cannabis tax and why some youth groups and drug prevention programs are concerned about that. We will also speak with novelist Ann Packer, all coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we'll horse around a little bit. Lots of horse music tonight. The Three Horsemen of Martineau, Gallop with Strauss. Also some music about cats, all coming your way from 7 to 9 p.m. with Destiny. That's on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2, up next we have the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
62 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Manhattan. It's 5:20.
PR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition coming your way. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
While President Trump will choose the next Fed chairman and any new members of the governing board, leaders of the regional Fed banks are chosen by regional boards of directors, typically drawn from local businesses. Regional Fed bank presidents get a rotating vote on interest rates. The president of the Atlanta Fed's next turn comes in 2027. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The high school graduation rate in Kansas is above 90% for the first time. That's according to a report from the State Department of Education. New numbers for the Kansas class of 2025 show that a record 90.5% of students received a high school diploma. The rate has increased by more than 4 percentage points over the past decade. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says Kansas high school students are also taking a record number of advanced placement and college credit classes.
So not only kids graduating high school, but more kids are graduating from 4 years of college, 2 years of college, technical schools.
The graduation rate has also increased among special education students, children in poverty, and English language learners. The state has set a graduation rate goal of 95% by 2030. A new report is highlighting more than 30 Kansas schools where third grade reading scores are much higher than expected based on the school's poverty rates. Suzanne Perez has more.
The national nonprofit news outlet, The 74, set out to find school districts that are doing the best job of teaching kids how to read. A new searchable database shows reading scores versus poverty levels for nearly 42,000 U.S. schools. And it highlights exceptional schools in the top 5% of their state in terms of outscoring their expected reading proficiency. Dighton Elementary School in western Kansas is the highest performing school in the state, with 95% of third graders reading proficiently. In Wichita, two schools made the exceptional list, Hyde Elementary and College Hill Elementary. The searchable database is at the74million.org. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Could a roof over Arrowhead Stadium keep the Chiefs in Missouri? Sam Zeff reports that that possibility is being floated by the state's governor.
Governor Mike Kehoe says he was in Germany 2 years ago to watch the Chiefs play at a 100-year-old soccer stadium. It had been renovated, he says, with a translucent, retractable roof. Kehoe shared that observation this week with a Jefferson City reporter.
Certainly had nothing to do with what the Chiefs have said. That doesn't represent, I was just a casual comment that I've seen a fabric dome before.
One of the options floated to lure the Chiefs to Kansas is a dome stadium in western Wyandotte County. Leases for the Chiefs and Royals expire in 2031, and both are looking at options in Missouri and Kansas. I'm Sam Zeff.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear this evening, becoming partly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. For tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Down to the upper 40s tomorrow night, we're expecting highs in the mid-70s for Friday. It is 60 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Get up to date with the latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us as we head into the evening hours. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then, it looks like the House is going to vote on a bill to end the government shutdown. Tell you the latest on the deal that has come together, where things stand literally right now. Also, we'll get you some advice on photographing the aurora if you happen to run across it tonight.
Support for KPR comes from Art of the Groom, Pet Salon and Art Studio at 1906 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering commissioned pet portraits and dog grooming. Information available by emailing artofthegroom@gmail.com.
It's 10 minutes before 6. This is KPR.
What's possible? MacFound.org. And from Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. This is NPR.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., we get you up to date on the very latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.